I am greatly encouraged by the bipartisan negotiations concerning this topic. However, I do remain troubled about the possibility of adjournment without resolution of this vital initiative. It's very simple. Passing a bill with limited FISA modernization will contribute to a safer America. If passing this bill means we must delay our recess, then we must simply do it. But there's no excuse for that. We should be able to get together today. Do you think Al-Qaeda takes a recess? It is essential that we not adjourn until we send an appropriate bill to the president. While most things that we debate in Congress necessitate that we persuade members of a pressing need, this is not one of them. Every senator in the 110th Congress knows that the current FISA statute has loopholes which are putting our country at increased risk and our American people at increased risk. How should we tackle this issue? I suggest we take a logical and sound approach, identify the problem, discuss and debate solutions, implement the solution. In this case, we have identified the problem. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has not been changed to reflect the vast technological changes that have occurred since this law was passed in 1978. Since the law has not been appropriately modified, our nation is missing potentially valuable intelligence that is essential to protect our country. Getting this intelligence is essential for our safety. It is about getting the enemy's secrets, their plans, their intentions, without them knowing that we've got them. Many Americans would be surprised at just what the current law requires. To state the facts plainly, in a significant number of cases, our intelligence agencies must obtain a court order to monitor the communications of foreigners suspected of terrorist activity who are physically located in foreign countries. We are in this situation because the law simply has not kept pace with technology, unquote. Now, this is a powerful statement that the Director McConnell gives. However, I must disagree with one thing he says. I don't think most Americans would be, quote, surprised, unquote, by what our current law requires. I think most Americans would be outraged by what our current law requires. A terrorist in Afghanistan speaks with a terrorist in Iran, and U.S. intelligence agencies need a court order to listen to this conversation. That's ridiculous. It's absurd. We need to bring FISA back to its original intent to protect the rights and privacy of American individuals while allowing us to monitor foreign individuals outside of the United States.